Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Well, as we mentioned a minute ago, the sport of Nordic walking comes to Meridian Township's Harris Nature Center here this Saturday, and Peter Worf has more information about it.
Yeah, I met with Eric Ederer right out by the admin building on the MSU campus along the Red Cedar yesterday, and I could tell who he was right away because he was the guy walking towards me real fast with poles in his hands.
That's Nordic walking.
That's Nordic walking. You've seen them before, right?
It's the pole, sure.
There is a lot to it, though. Eric's going to tell us about the basics of Nordic walking.
Nordic walking is a type of either athletic or rehabilitative walking done with a special type of pole, which was invented in Finland back in 1997. And these poles make it very easy to walk on land or else walk on pavement with these poles.
When did you first get into it?
It's sort of an odd story. I was surfing on the web and there was a news site which had only happy news. And so Nordic walking was featured as a happy news news story.
Why was that?
I guess that's because it showed a bunch of people having a good time.
Do you have a good time when you Nordic walk?
I definitely have a good time when I Nordic walk, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about where Nordic walking comes from. You say it comes from Finland. Can you give me some information about sort of the development and the history?
It started in Finland in 1997. It was originally designed as training for cross-country skiers on the off-season, but then people saw its sports potential and rehabilitative potential, and then sort of took off from there. It's very popular in Europe. Nordic walking is done almost anywhere. Anywhere where you can walk, you can Nordic walk. And so it's a very popular way to get outdoors, get exercise, and also to exercise your arms, too, and get a better exercise than just walking by itself.
Tell me about the technique involved and some of the things that you'll be talking about when you give this instruction.
There'll be instruction on a hand technique, which is probably one of the most challenging things about it, is that the way you use your hands in Nordic walking with the poles is very specialized and requires some explanation. There is a type of pole called bungee pump pole, which is designed for rehabilitation and is a bit easier to use.
Eric, can we walk around a little bit and I'll sort of follow you, try and keep up with you? As we met today, you were hiking along the path along the Red Cedar River and you were going at a pretty good clip. So I'll try and keep up as maybe you demonstrate some of the techniques.
Okay.
Okay, we'll grab our poles here. And you can do this, I guess, on a paved surface. You were right here on the walkway above the Red Cedar. Do you typically do this paved surfaces, trails, on grass?
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay. Describe these poles that you have here. They look quite a bit like ski poles, but they're a little different.
Yeah, these poles are from Leki. The most interesting thing about them is that the bottom is adapted to be used on pavement, and also the hand grips are specialized in order to enable walking.
You're putting on kind of a Velcro-attached strap on each wrist. And then, like you say, on the bottom, you don't have sort of the pointed ends that you would with downhill or cross-country ski poles. They're kind of a diagonal bottom that's sort of look like, almost like a rubberized grip.
The bottom part comes off, and underneath is a steel point which can be used for trails and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Okay, well, can you show us how you use the poles and work them into your exercise and kind of describe it as we go along, maybe?
Well, okay, I'll try. Okay. You use one pole, if you put your right foot forward, you put the left pole forward like you do in cross-country skiing, and then you rotate, and it's just like this. The other thing is that the hand grips the pole and then releases, so it sort of has a butterfly effect with the hand. The walking is done, you usually take big steps with Nordic walking, and that's because Nordic walking reduces your weight by 30%, so there's with regard to the amount of pressure it creates on the knees, and so it's a lot easier to walk in big steps with Nordic walking.
You look like you have a very relaxed hand grip on those poles.
It's both relaxed and intense.
Okay.
At times.
And then would this be sort of a beginning pace here, kind of how you would start people off?
this is a beginning pace, yes. And then as you progress, you get faster and a little bit faster. It's even possible to do Nordic walking with running too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you do that?
No, I don't do that very often. I sprint once in a while, but not on a regular basis.
Take us up to a little greater intensity that you might like to work up to for a more strenuous workout. Okay. That's a pretty good clip. That's a faster walk than I would say most people.
Yeah. It's at this rate we're in between running and walking actually.
What do you hope to build up to? Is there a sort of a standard that you measure to, a tempo or something like that?
I think it's just whatever you're comfortable with. And you can do interval training on Nordic walking like you do with running. Right. And you just build and build and see where it goes.
What will you be doing with folks at the Harris Nature Center coming up on the weekend?
I'll be giving them an overview of Nordic walking, and we'll do some techniques and we'll try out some poles. There'll be travel poles there, which are special poles for traveling with Nordic walking. And there'll be some of the rehabilitative bungee pump poles there for people that want to Nordic walk with the greatest ease possible for rehabilitative purposes.
So Eric, after you got into it, what did you find that you liked most about Nordic walking?
I liked being outdoors, getting the total body workout, and sometimes just having the wind in my face.
Yeah. Well, we sure have that today on this first day of spring, as people can probably hear on the microphone very well right now, because I don't have a windscreen. not a very good move on a radio producer's part. Are you into any other kind of sports or sort of aerobic activities, or are you a skier or a cross-country skier?
I cross-country ski. I'm a yoga instructor. Oh. And I lift weights, and I do ballroom dancing.
You stay fit and busy.
Yeah. I cross train.
Yeah, for sure. Eric Ederer will be instructing you on Nordic walking at the Harris Nature Center coming up this weekend. Eric, once again, thanks very much.
Thanks.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.
Perfect for the first day of spring.
Let's keep moving.